My name is Richard Townley. I'm on the music staff here at St. Mary's, and it's my great privilege to welcome you to this, the 36th annual Christmas at St. Mary's concert featuring the Rhodes Singers and the Rhodes Women Chorus.
Thank you. Thank you. It's still afternoon. Good afternoon. Almost evening, but it kind of depends. The piece we just did, it was from Michaelsmas by Buxtehude. It was written in special cantata, written for almost this time of year. It was written for late September in some places, and in eastern countries more in mid to late November. And it was actually written to be done when the seasons are changing and the longer part of the day is dark. And as the darkness overcomes the light, then Michaelsmas was one, because St. Michael was the one, he was the archangel who defeated the evil angels of the devil, of Satan. And so St. Michael's Mass, this cantata Buxtehude wrote, was at this time of the changing of the day, representing the darkness overcoming and the need for the light to overcome the darkness. And the final part of that, the great Amen, shows you that St. Michael was victorious in his battle. If there's something on the program that you particularly like, very good. If something you're not quite fond of, just wait a moment because there's something else you will like. A lot of diversity. So happy to see you all here. 2 years, this is the 36th annual Christmas at St. Mary's, as my friend Richard said earlier. The 34th annual was done virtually in little square TV screen. The 35th was done here live, wearing masks with some distancing. Ha! Tonight! And here we are. So the last piece was in German. We've had Latin, German, so on and so forth. And earlier with the Wonderful Winds Chorus, pieces in Latin, English. And this next piece is in Haitian Creole. Anyone speak Haitian Creole? Really? Amazing! This is for you. And for you. Shoot, now we have to really know our language. And the sopranos carry the weight. This one's lots of fun. By Emile Desamour in Haitian Creole, Noël Haïtien. So we have currently 11 wonderful students in conducting one class. And two of them are being featured tonight. One of them will come down next, Jared Smith, to conduct Ave Generosa. And two songs hence, Georgia Winkler will come down to conduct Good Night Love. So please welcome Jared Smith to the podium.
So
Now, please welcome Georgia Winkler to the podium. But first, Tierra Hobbs will introduce this piece of music.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming to our concert. And I just wanted to say a few words about this piece, the next piece, called Goodnight Love. It derives from a poem called The Evening Song by Frances Ann Kimball. And Kimball fell in love with Percy Butler, an American that inherited a plantation in Georgia. Kimball documented and expressed the mistreatment of slaves in her anti-slavery journal. An Evening Song depicts the little humanity that enslaved people still had by being able to tell their loved ones goodnight at the end of each day. The piece Goodnight Love allows the listener to experience the beautiful melodies which portray the gentle night wind and minor harmonies that help to express the overall pain the slaves faced in praying and hoping they may be able to say goodnight to their loved ones for days to come. So that's the history behind the piece. Enjoy, thank you.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Oh, I'll stand up here so you all can already see me. Hi, my name is Owen. I'm the president of this lovely group behind me. They sound so good tonight. I think we sound so good tonight. That's what I have to say. if I do say yes, I'm getting chills. Anyway, I'm here to introduce the next piece here. It's called Ain't No Grave. Ain't No Grave makes use of American Sign Language in the performance, which is very unique in character because it's not often that you get to see two different languages being performed at once and the same time simultaneously.
Thank you.
We've come to the final number. I know, right? Oh, we'll start again. It is wonderful to have you here tonight with us again. Wonderful. There's so many choices we have, things to do. It's a busy time of year, so much going on. Thank you for being here tonight to share with us in this music, in this concert. And now for the Beeble, Franz Beeble Ave Maria, our traditional closer for this concert. Women's chorus, please come join us. If you are in a love of world singers, women's chorus, you've done this with us before, Ave Maria. Now, pay attention if you're in a love. If you're in the chamber choir, your way is to the back of the cathedral. If you sang the full chorus part, you will now come down to the front. And I see a few alums coming down to join us to sing the Beeble Ave Maria.
Thank you.